Blog Talk Radio.
Mark the Rabbit Hole!
Broadcasting live from the fog of Neptune comes a waggly rabbit, exploring the unknown, traveling the astrological landscape, visiting secret worlds, dispelling the English language. So put on your bunny ears and hop down the rabbit hole with your host, Mark Matheny.
Time to awaken. Mark, Mark, wake up, Mark.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Mark, and you are in the rabbit hole. So hope you have left a good trail to get yourself out of this. Okay, so today our guest will be the awesome Amira Beth, and I have posted some of her videos on my wall, and we will be bringing her on shortly here. She is a transpersonal spiritual healer, an Atlantean high priestess, author, and retreat leader. She works through Divine Source as a conduit for deeper connection to spiritual mastery, secured sensuality, and transcendence into our true form as human angels. She is deeply connected to Atlantean and Lemurian energies, as well as the dolphins and all sea creatures. She's especially connected to the mare world and considers the mare beings to be her family. And she sees clients in her healing space in the Portland, Vancouver area and by phone or Skype. And you can catch her at www.amirabeth.com. And you can also find her at dolphinmoonhealing.com. And you can watch some of her awesome videos on YouTube. And we will be bringing her on in just a couple minutes here. So I know you guys have lots of different radio shows you can listen to. So I try to bring you diverse and interesting and very talented guests. So I have a really awesome guest for you today. And coming up on June 5th, we will have Brenda Pisani, owner of Mystic Nirvana, the store that I have been doing my monthly classes out of for the last 6.5 years. Then on June 12th, we will have Tom Benedict, or Tom Stones, as many of you know him, probably the biggest and best crystal and stones dealer in the Midwest, as far as I know. He's also the only crystal and stone expert to ever appear on Coast to Coast AM, which you probably know is the holy grail of the metaphysical conspiracy counter-information area. June 19th, I have a fantastic astrologer from the United Kingdom and a member of the School of Evolutionary Astrology, Mark Jones. And then on June 26th, we will have Cindy Riggs, and she will be channeling some extraterrestrial messages, and we'll be talking about Anubis as well. So trying to branch out and bring you guys as many different quality guests as I can get on for you. I know there's lots of other shows you can listen to, and we're all very busy, so I try to make sure I am cognizant of your time and that I'm bringing you good people on the show here. Okay, so just a real quick astrology update, and then we will bring our guest on here. And heavy Pisces energy today with me and my guest, also Pisces, and I've already got two fish people in the chat room already, at least. Okay, so what's going on right now is the Sun, Mercury, and Mars are all in Gemini. Mercury, of course, ruling Gemini. And, of course, as we've all found out, Mercury is in retrograde. And these three planets are conjunct right now. So, again, Mercury retrograde is about inner communications. Make sure we're communicating messages clearly. And that... Ah, I see we have a Pisces rising in the chat room as well. It's a Friday fish fry. So we have all this Gemini energy in here happening right now. So and these three planets in Gemini are squaring Neptune. So this is a kind of a battle between the busy mercurial left side of our brain and funneling it properly through with our Neptune intuition. So that's kind of the struggle right now, I think, for a lot of people, is how to balance in this our tendency to run about very quickly and maybe overstress our nervous system, which is Gemini ruled, and maybe our brains go a little bit too fast. So the Neptune Piscean meditation ability to maybe help us take a few minutes to be quiet and meditate and focus our thoughts a little bit, because it's very important, the energy we are putting forth right now. Without any further ado, we are going to bring on our guest, Amira Beth. And let me see. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Amira Beth?
This is me. How you doing, Mark?
How you doing, fellow fishy?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a Friday fish fry. I love that.
Yeah. I'm full of little quotes. So, how are things going for you?
Everything is going fantastic in my world. Really busy. Everything moving really fast. Like it is, I think it is for most of us. And you never know, like really from one day to the next, what's going to happen anymore.
I totally agree. Totally agree. I think my biggest challenge is I might have a little bit of ADD to start with. And my Mercury is at 5 degrees Pisces. So with all this Gemini energy out there, and plus with Mercury being retrograde, it seems like the last week and a half has been nothing but stopping what I'm doing and adjusting plans.
Yeah, right. Thinking you have it all figured out, and then no.
Right. Totally understand. So why don't you tell people a little bit about yourself?
Okay. I am a transpersonal spiritual healer in Southwest Washington State. I am also an incarnated merbeing, and my spiritual lineage is Atlantis. I feel that I am an Atlantean. And so when I work with people, when I, work with my clients, I bring forth that lineage and that DNA and the wisdom from Atlantis and from the Merworld, and transfer my knowledge and my healing through water, through the energy of water, because of my connection to the Merworld. So So that's a little bit about how the energy I carry. I do all kinds of wonderful things. Past life progressions and soul progressions are a big part of my business and my modalities for helping. And then I also do something, an energy healing called the Sacred Touch of Atlantis, which is a blend of 12 chakra clearing with Reiki that I remembered from being a healer in my lifetimes in Atlantis.
Fantastic, and we are definitely going to delve in to the deeper Piscean waters on a couple of those topics here in the next hour or so that we're on. I just posted one of Amira Best's videos on my Facebook wall earlier about past lives and regression and timelines, which I found very fascinating. We're definitely going to explore that area a little bit more.
Yeah.
And you also do retreats, and you have a retreat coming up at the end of September this year in Hawaii.
I do. This will be my second major retreat on the island of Kauai. I took a group of 12 women over there last September. We called ourselves the Daughters of Mu, and we spent 6 days on the island doing various ceremonies. And the goal was water healing, was to heal the waters within ourselves. And then we did a ceremony out on the open ocean for planetary water healing as well. So this year I'll be going back to Kauai with another group, and I'm taking registrations for a retreat called The Flames of Pele and the Sacred Touch of Atlantis. And this retreat has its focus on fire and water energy. And so we will be working with the energy of Goddess Pele, who, of course, is the Hawaiian Islands. And we will also be going back into, again, the importance of water and water healing within us, and using the blue soul rays, anchoring in our individual blue soul rays on the island, just to connect each one of us deeper. The people who go with me will be connected to water, all of them. That's how they will be called, because they will feel that that water is one of the most important elements that they carry personally. And we'll be going around the island, and we'll be doing some ceremony and some ritual, and really anchoring in our own beloved, our own masculine and feminine energies that are within us, to rebirth the philosophy of Atlantis, to bring forward the wisdom, and bring forward the feeling of community, and to also to clear the collective fear that so many of us feel, because we know we were on Atlantis during one of its incarnations when it went under. So collectively and individually, we carry a lot of fear and trauma that's being kind of amplified right now with all the earth changes that are happening, you know, the earthquakes and the things that have been going on this year and will probably continue. So we're going to do some work about clearing the fear and the trauma in all of us, because I really believe that in this spiral of time, as we are kind of re-experiencing what happened in Atlantis 13,000 years ago, that we're going to have a different outcome. We're going to have a successful outcome this time. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, yes.
I know that was a lot.
It's quite all right. I think most of our listeners will be familiar with the topics covered in the rabbit hole here, and that fits right in. I know there's a lot of beings here right now, too, from the ancient Egyptian mystery schools that mm-hmm. I have been told are here to kind of refight the battle for Earth. What would you say the messages for all the Atlantean people, or what is their kind of collective goal, I guess, for coming back in this time?
You know, the Egyptians, the ancient Egyptians, were when the Atlanteans who escaped Atlantis before it went under, many of them went to the Middle East and went to Egypt and were the Magi. And were the lineage continued in a great part in Egypt, and the wisdom and the knowledge came through. And we have all come back all of us from these eras to change what happened, to change the outcome. To, you know, because time moves in the spiral, and we're on the spiral of time right now where we're reliving the last days or the last years of Atlantis. And so I believe that we have all come back reincarnated to create something different, to create a successful transition into the new Earth.
Yeah, yes, fascinating. I would totally agree that matches up with things I'm seeing and hearing and experiencing. Yeah, I know.
You know,
lot
and
of
many of us were great priests and priestesses, and we were the kings and queens of Atlantis, and we were the royalty in ancient Egypt. And we know how to use the magic that is within us and our connection to divine source to create through our heart space and to create community with each other and create as a collective the rebirthing of, you know, the golden age of Atlantis.
Yeah, totally agree with all that. Totally agree with all that. Yeah, I think we're... I would say that the timelines have been kind of cattywampus is a phrase I've heard.
Yes.
Right now with that, there seems to be a lot of shifting and rewriting of timelines. And what help can you give to our listeners to help kind of stay grounded where we need to be, whether it's to the earth or to our higher spiritual selves, and how can we kind of the Pisces perspective on swimming through the turbulent waters at times?
Oh boy, you know, it's right now that it really is turbulent times, and we really don't know what to expect. So the best advice I have is, you know, it feels like so many of us are experiencing ourselves as multidimensional beings, meaning we realize that we are on more than just this one line of time right now. Like to our mental mind, to our 3D selves, we only experience this timeline, you know, May 29th, 2015. But we know from a spiritual sense and in our dream time, and we know intuitively that we exist in other dimensions and we're doing work in other dimensions. And that's really what past lives are. Past lives are really, they're not past. There are other lifetimes happening simultaneously. And when we live and move from our heart space and not necessarily from our logical linear mind, and we honor our intuition and we honor the feelings in our body, and we fully acknowledge that we do exist, we do have a multitude of existences, we can begin to tap into those other aspects of our being that are doing work in other dimensions and other realms and other realities. And we can ask them for help, and we can ask them for wisdom. But it really begins and ends with being grounded into our gut, into our intuition, into our heart space. And right now, the energies that are coming into the planet, you know, there's such an influx of energy right now. It's all higher chakra stuff. And it's all connection to our higher self and our connection to our divine source. And I think we're all receiving a lot of information and a lot of intuitive guidance. And it's super important to trust that, you know, and to go kind of to that Neptunian, a Pisces, you know, whether you're a Pisces or not, but tap into that Neptune energy where, you know, the fantasy or the spiritual life, the dreamy life is really more real than what we experience in 3D, what we're experiencing on this timeline here, and honoring that and letting that information and letting our dreams and letting our gut feelings like really be our compass right now.
Awesome. So here's a question I've kind of I've been asked this, and I've been toying with this myself. I totally agree with you that all these different lifetimes and things I think are happening simultaneously, just on like just like there's different radio shows going on. If you have a radio, you've got,
yeah,
you tune into hundreds of stations, and just whatever frequency you're dialed to at that time, that's the show you're hearing. But all these other shows are still existing at the same time. There's been
I love that analogy.
I think there's been a big focus with the astrological energies over the last 3 years, but even more so since February 20th, when the energies have been really intense since then. When we release karma or send it back to the universe to be recycled, can we shift multiple timelines at the same time when we process?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's what we're supposed to be doing. So when I take people into, past life or other lives through regression therapy, this is one of the ways that you can release karma through dimensions. There's many ways to do it, but this is one of my favorite ways. So when I take a client into a regression experience and we uncover some kind of a karmic connection to another person or to an experience or something that, my client is really ready to be complete with, ready to heal, we make declaration out to the universe that this experience or this relationship or this event be cleared and healed through all time, space, multi-dimensions, timelines, and all realities. We make that declaration with their guides and angels, and ask that all those other lifetime people receive the same benefit and the same healing and understanding that's happening right here in this timeline. And I think 3D is one of the greatest conduits to be able to do that, to be able to anchor that in and call that forth to all dimensions of ourselves. So it's very possible to do that. And if you're working on something personally, if you know you are healing up karma that's been going on in your life for many other lifetimes and realities, you can simply write that out. Like, you can speak that forth or write it out on a piece of paper, calling for that healing in all your other lifetimes, and, burn it or give it to the earth or whatever you want to do ceremoniously to make it so.
Fantastic. Yeah, because another thing that I've seen and that's a great answer, by the way. Because another thing I've been kind of seeing, and maybe you can give some insight into this, is I am constantly having people come to me that say they are having attachments, psychic attacks, vampiric energy around them. A lot of them feel like they're almost like they're being possessed for short periods of time. I've kind of attributed this to with the time shifts and ascension and transcension and stuff that's going on, that some of the lower level entities that are dwelling in our radio frequency at this time are trying to cling on to people or want. Is that how you're seeing it?
Yeah, I mean, there is definitely a dark element that exists. And, so a couple things happen when we start raising up our vibration, when we start opening up our conduit, integrating more aspects of our soul and growing. Sometimes these lower vibrations don't like to see that. So they will come forward and try and usurp that and try and trick us or, put fear into us through some kind of a psychic or energetic attack. So, the best thing I can say if you're a person who's experiencing this is, one, the more fear you put into it and the more power you give it, the more powerful it's going to become around you. So we don't want to dismiss the potential of what's happening, because if you're feeling that around you, then it's probably real. But also realizing that the more fear and the more power you give it, the more it has the potential to consume you. We are more powerful than the dark. That's why the dark is having such a hard time right now and like rising up and coming forward, because they're realizing how powerful we humans are becoming. So, and another thing you can do, if you really feel like you've got some energetics around you that are making you uncomfortable and, maybe borderline coming in possessing, is go see a good energy healer. Go see somebody who can help you clear that out of your auric field, because what happens is those energetics come in and they lodge in our energy field. and they create distortions, and they create rips, and they create tears and holes that affect our energy, our vibration, our frequency, all of it. So going to see a good, you know, a good professional who can help you with that can be really important to clear that out of your field so you can continue on your path. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I completely agree with all that. On another level too, from the astrological energies that are going on, there's with the Neptune in Pisces and all the planets in Gemini, plus Saturn is in Sagittarius right now. So the mutable signs, Virgo, Pisces, Sagittarius, Gemini, sometimes have boundary issues, whether setting healthy boundaries with other people, and I think this plays out in the physical world and the spiritual world. So I think right now a lot of people, if you have planets in the mutable signs, I think this is really becoming an issue right now for a lot of people of setting boundaries. Yeah, the boundaries in the 3D reality as well as setting healthy boundaries on the, you know, just like we're talking about, like the vampiric attacks and attachments and stuff.
Yeah, it's really about knowing yourself, you know, and knowing what's yours and what's not yours. I call it, you know, knowing what's your shit, knowing what's not your shit.
Totally agree.
You know, we all have shit, but, you know, it's knowing what truly belongs to you and what's coming through you as, you know, as your thoughts and emotions and what you're picking up and carrying that belong to other people. And there are so many of us that are deeply, deeply empathic. No matter what your sign is or whether you're mutable or not, you know, humans are highly empathic. And we're sensitive and sometimes oversensitive. And it's really easy for boundaries to get crossed and for our discernment to get skewed because no one teaches us as little kids how to do this. You know, no one teaches us that it's okay for us to have healthy boundaries in our relationships and in the spirit world and how to do that. So we kind of have to go through life figuring that out on our own, and a lot of times it's the hard way.
Yeah, totally agree. Totally agree. On an astrological level, Saturn is structures, including the how we structure our consciousness and our reality. And, you know, in the time period and culture that we're in now, you know, we're taught from a young age to stuff and repress things.
Yeah.
And so,
validate.
Yeah, yeah. So on a way, we're kind of taught on the 3D level to stuff down our intuition and emotions and stuff. But that leaves us open still to the psychic intuitive kind of garbage that can be floating around out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's an important lesson to learn how to set good boundaries physically and spiritually, and to make sure you're because there's a lot of people in panic and stress right now. And when you're out among people and stuff, it's very easy to pick up attachments or kind of their karmic stuff that's floating around there. So it's very important to clear yourself right now.
Yep, we all do that all the time. And, you know, I talk to my clients all the time about using meditations and using, you know, the gold ray or the white light to clear yourself at night before you go to bed. Like, ask the divine to clear the cords and the attachments around you, and be really aware of how you feel. And if you feel, you know, extra wonky, then you may have something going on that needs to be addressed. And, you know, there's a lot of information out there, Mark, like channeled information on the internet and information coming from all these channels all over social media. And it can be really confusing. And not every, you know, every channel has their own connection, and not every connection is a divine connection.
Agreed.
So I'd really like to encourage people, like, when you listen to any channel's message, when you listen to anybody, that you take what works for you and leave the rest. Like, no matter how much we want to trust a source that is outside of us or a channel or a healer or a teacher, you know, it's really important for us all to go in and trust our own gut and our feeling about what's coming through that person. Does that message make sense for me? Does that message feel true for me? And not automatically take somebody else's truth or perception or information as an absolute. It's okay to decide that that information doesn't make any sense to me, and it's not my truth. It's okay to say that.
Yes, agreed. Agreed. Even the people that I consider my mentors and teachers, I mean, even with their information, I have certain things that I disagree with. And I think an important point is that, you know, everything is relative from...
Yeah.
Even if we're looking at the same event, if we're sitting in a slightly different spot watching it, then the relativity or appearance of that event could be slightly different.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to take just a 30-second quick break here and catch our breath for a second. And we come back and we are going to talk about what you do with your transpersonal healing, and we'll get into some past life regression and talk more about timelines and multidimensional reality. And you are in the rabbit hole.
Thank you. Sounds great.
You are listening to withinsightsradio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to withinsightsradio.com.
Abracadabra.
Abracadabra, we create what we speak. So we are back with our guest, Amira Beth, calling in from the beautiful Pacific Northwest. And you can tell people if they want a reading or a session with you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of me is to go to my website, which is simply amirabeth.com, and maybe read a little bit about me, about my personal story and where I came from. And then I've got, of course, all my services and the things that I offer listed there as well as the different classes and retreats and things like that. And, you know, transpersonal healing is really about my ability to meet people, to meet you wherever you are at on your journey. So I have the ability to work with people who are, you know, just brand new, barely kind of waking up to all this metaphysical business and their spiritual selves, to also working with healers and teachers who have been teaching and training for a very long time and just need to, you know, we all need somebody to move through from one time or another. We all need someone to, you know, kind of walk the next leg of our journey with us and give us some guidance and clarity. And, you know, then there's everybody in between. So that's really what transpersonal spiritual healing is all about. It's just about coming to you and meeting you where you are at and helping you to raise up, you know, a little bit or a lot more higher.
Awesome, and so you do sessions with people by phone and Skype and
yep.
whatever works
yep,
best.
Yep, or in the mermaid room in my office. And I do a lot of phone and Skype work, and you know, distance work is just as powerful as coming to see me in person. I do all kinds of wonderful things by distance, and it's really one of my favorite ways to work and to know people.
Agreed. Skype is a wonderful tool that has many uses for sharing information, and it's really nice to be able to sit and look at somebody and see their eyes.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to just talking over the phone.
Yep.
So we talked too about You brought up Lemurian energy. What is what's the group consciousness or effect of the, or what's the Lemurian people bringing to the table?
Well, if you're not familiar with Lemuria, Lemuria was the landmass that existed before and alongside Atlantis. So first there was Mu, and Mu was the motherland. And Lemuria, when Mu split, there came Lemuria, and then there was also Atlantis. And so Lemuria, when you feel into that energy, think of that energy, and Kauai really is the heart of the Lemurian energy. That those were the people, the folks who who were very connected to the earth. They are very connected to the land and to honoring Mother Earth, and honoring and doing ceremony and living very closely with Mother Earth. They were the beings that basically held the grids for the earth together through their ability to know themselves as part of the earth. And so, Lemurian consciousness, when I think about Lemuria, I see the colors, the pastels, the bright pastels, and the very deep heart energy and the very deep, earth energy going within that as well. And there's a lot of people who know that they were Lemurian. And the Lemurians came from the star systems. From all over the universe, they came in the spacecraft to come and inhabit the Earth to be a part of something that was never created before, in the way of being a 5D being in a third dimensional body. Does that answer your question?
Yes. I've heard many people suggest that, and I probably have to agree with this, that the Earth is kind of the hot spot in the universe right now, the big
generation.
Yeah. I think
and everybody's watching Earth. All eyes are on Earth right now. It's the greatest show in the universe.
One more time.
All eyes are on Earth right now.
Okay.
The entire galaxy, I feel, is watching what's happening here with bated breath.
I agree. We've chosen to come here in a very intense and sometimes scary time on the 3D level. But there's a big battle to be fought, and I feel that we're winning. It's just going a little slower than some people would like.
Time, as we know it, sometimes it feels like it moves so fast, and sometimes it feels like the events go, it's so slow.
Right.
And right now it really feels like, as fast as it feels like time has sped up, like our linear time, that this whole transition and all these changes, they really seem to be taking forever.
Yes, agreed. Agreed, but time, I can't find the word I'm looking for, so I'm just going to drop it. I totally agree there. It's time is relative to the viewer, I guess. So let's talk a little bit about the Mer energy.
Okay. What would you like to know specifically? Is there anything specifically you want to know about?
How did you awaken to that you were part of this, and how do you work with this energy, and how do you work with the Mer people?
Okay, great question. So in 2005, I was sitting in my bedroom meditating. I meditated every day, and on this particular day, I was in my chair and I was meditating, and my arms begin to rise up and move and sway on their own. So it was like there was a force coming from either around me or inside of me that began to move my arms in this kind of swimmy motion. And I didn't know what that was. It felt really lovely, but of course it was very strange to have your body move completely on its own. And I thought maybe there, you know, were angels playing with my arms or something like that. And so for several days, I would just allow this energy to move through me in my meditation. And, you know, it always felt very beautiful and very loving. And I knew something really significant was happening within me, but I didn't know what it was. And I realized that energy, if I yielded to it, that my body would move by itself, head to toe. So literally I could sit or lay on the bed and my body would kind of rise up and fall, head to toe, completely involuntarily, like very slowly, very gracefully, in these kind of swim-like motions and movements. And then I realized that when I was married at the time, and if I yielded to it to my husband, you know, if I stood next to him, if he had, you know, a headache or a neck ache or something going on, if I started to yield to the energy, that my hands would move towards him and start doing spirals and infinity symbols, and it would start to release whatever was going on in his physical body. So I would start to move pain and move energy out of his body, and oftentimes, you know, he would fall asleep to me doing these motions on his body. So I thought, well, gosh, there's really something wonderful happening here. I wonder what this is. So I went and saw a past life regressionist, the one by the name of Julia Ingram, because I just wanted to know more about what was happening. So I was guided to go to her, and when she put me down into the hypnosis on her couch, I immediately found myself in the water and was exclaiming, I'm a mermaid, I'm a mermaid, and I was rising and falling off of her couch, like rising up, you know, and diving back down, like in my physical body, and I found myself swimming down to Atlantis under the ocean. I saw this city covered by kind of this, I'm going to call it a bubble. And, you know, talking about my experience and telling her about what it was like to be in the water and really discovering that, you know, that there was this mer energy that was starting to move through me, that wanted to be birds through me. So that's how I discovered my link to the mer world. And then it was through more past life regressions that I remembered my healing modalities, that I remembered my family, and that I fully remembered my connection to the water and the time I spent coming up in and out of the water as a mer being who would shapeshift, take legs, and then go up on land and work in the healing temples. So that's how it all began, Mark. It was kind of a crazy ride for a little while.
Right. I think we've all had some pretty crazy experiences the last few years.
Yeah, truth is stranger than fiction, for sure. Like, you can't make this up. Make this stuff up. It's just, it's amazing. And when we start to really discover and own how awesome we are and those other dimensions of ourselves that are just as alive as the body we feel here, and when we really start to believe the truth of the enormity of our soul, it brings in the magic. And it connects us to, like, an element of our God self or our goddess self that, you know, we may not have even imagined possible. And it's beautiful. And that those experiences caused me, they were so profound. They changed my life so much, those past life experiences, that's, you know, I went through 3 levels of Julia Ingram's past life regression training in order to help people to learn about themselves and to heal and to grow through this modality. And there's just really nothing else like it, because it is yourself teaching and talking to yourself.
So you're kind of, you're getting your, it's about getting your frontal lobe to communicate through the veil to your subconscious to kind of
remember. And that's really what hypnosis does, is it relaxes the subconscious mind and allows you to access information you wouldn't normally have in your walking around state. All information is stored in our subconscious and in our cells and DNA, and, you know, the regression therapy and then the hypnosis allows us to tap in and remember that.
Agreed. And to quickly jump into the, well, not that we ever get out of the conspiratorial vein here, but that's how neurolinguistic programming and, we'll just say the powers that be, that's how they kind of keep people locked down into their 3D body, is they keep your frontal lobe, your left and right brain, disconnected and fighting with each other by constantly, like if you're watching the news or anything, just like constantly talking and giving, you know, a ridiculous amount of numbers and statistics and stuff to keep your left brain tied up, and then they show you unrelated pictures that your right brain processes, and they tell you how to make the connections, which are incorrect. And so that's how they kind of keep the left and right sides of our brain overactive and fighting and not listening to our intuitive subconscious.
Right. Yep. And, you know, regression therapy is a right brain experience. And it allows the right brain to rise up and be validated.
Yeah, absolutely. 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 So, let's see. How about, we touched on it briefly earlier, but how do you, how can we work the past lives and the regression and the multi-dimensionalness in these different timelines? What do you get into in a session with somebody and smooth all these things out and join them together to get everyone, get a person working on a holistic level where all their different pieces, parts are working together, for lack of a better phrase?
How do I do that? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. There was a question in there somewhere.
Yeah, that's a big question.
Not quite sure what it was, but
for a lot of people, it's really a matter of, like, you know, the left brain wants to understand being all these timelines, what does that really mean? Like, how do I wrap my brain around that concept? Because the right brain is like, okay, it's such an intangible kind of a concept, and the left brain really struggles to anchor it in and believe it because the left brain can't understand it. So when I talk to people about this, and I, you know, you posted my video on timelines and multidimensions, which I really appreciate, you know, I really kind of just break it down for people that we exist on, even in this, you know, what we would call this reality, we exist on multiple timelines. So we have potential multiple timelines. So the example that I like to give is that, I know all of you have probably felt yourself on two different timelines at once. Like, okay, so my example would be when I split up with my ex-husband, we had a house together. And every time we make a decision, especially a major decision in our life, we split off another timeline. We're working on two timelines simultaneously. So when he moved out of the house, I was in the house by myself because we made the decision to split. So we took the timeline where we were living together, and then the timeline where we weren't living together was birth, because we made a decision not to be together. But for a while in that house, I knew I wasn't living with him, but I could also feel the timeline and the energy of us living together still, because it still existed. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Yep. Make
for a while, I could feel myself in two realities. I could still feel his presence in the house. I could still feel that we were still married and living together, but my quote reality was, well, no, I'm living by myself. He's not here. But that timeline still existed for a while until it disappeared. So the strongest timelines we will experience will be the ones where there's energy and emotion behind. The energy and the emotion was behind the reality or the timeline where we weren't living together. Because we weren't living together on the strongest timeline, eventually the timeline where I felt us still living together, that dissipated and fell off. And I didn't. And after a while, I didn't feel that timeline anymore. So we birth new timelines and we birth new realities all the time. Little decisions, maybe birth little lines of time, big decisions, you know, like a divorce or, you know, something that we do that's a big life changer will birth a second prominent lifetime for a little while, and we can be writing multiple timelines at the same time. We don't consciously remember them all. We don't consciously remember, like, all the aspects of our soul and what we're doing, because we wouldn't be able to do our job in our you know, in our 3D existence if we did. Like, we'd go mad, basically, because we'd be accessing too freely too many lifetimes. We couldn't stay focused on this one. So it's really like, you know, protection from the divine that we don't consciously know or we don't consciously remember, you know, these people from another lifetime. Like, if you remembered, you know, the guy who stole your cow in another lifetime and you ran into him in this lifetime, you go, hey, you're the guy who stole my cow. And he's like, what? You know, it wouldn't help any of us. So, you know, it's all by divine design that, you know, some of these matrices have been put in place so that we can focus on what we're doing. So when we start to open our consciousness, when we start to grow and evolve as human beings, we start to recognize people's energy. And a lot of times you recognize somebody's energy as, I like this person or I don't like this person. I don't really know why. But right off the bat, you know when you meet somebody that you just really don't get a good feel from, or somebody you do get a really good feel from. And those are often people you're interacting with in other lifetimes and in another scenario, or another scenario that might be similar to the scenario that you're in on this timeline.
Totally agree. And go back to my radio analogy, kind of like, have you ever been driving in your car and you're listening to the radio and you getting outside of the range of where one station reaches and into the area of another one, you'll get bleed through. Like you kind of pick up parts of
analogy I use with people. Those exact words is what I use. So we are growing our consciousness. We can turn our dial and we can pick up maybe two stations at once. And just because we don't hear the other radio stations doesn't mean they don't exist. We feel, we hear what we're tuned into.
Yes. And I totally agree. The emotional, the experiences that have a lot of emotion tied to them and behind them are the ones that really stick with us.
Yes.
And, I mean, on an astrological level, Neptune is, you know, Neptune is the veil, and if we didn't have that, even though sometimes very thin veil between our, you know, frontal lobe and subconscious, I mean, it would be impossible to function going out every day.
Yeah, we go mad.
Right, experiencing every feeling we've ever had and every argument and every relationship and everything. There's no way you'd be able to function and evolve, so...
Yep, it takes really a lot of, like, self-responsibility and, you know, time in personal growth and meditation to anchor in these really huge concepts and really what is a really tremendous gift from the divine to be able to tune into other lifetime and aspects of ourselves. You know, and I often tell people, if you have a guide or an angel come to you, you know, if you your guides are other aspects of you in another dimension. It's you sending you to this realm to help you.
That is maybe the best explanation of that I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I've gotten
so, you know,
into... Go ahead.
Our guides and angels aren't outside of us. They are us. They're part of us. And so when we look to these beings who come to help us, and sometimes, you know, we want to worship them or we want to put them on a pedestal... You know, we have to realize that that is an aspect of our soul. That's us. And when, you know, when we honor ourselves, then we're also honoring these other part of us. And it's okay to honor the self, you know, and to really know and believe in the greatness of your soul, because knowing and believing the greatness of your soul and realizing you're more than this like human in this meat suit, you know, that is one of the quickest and most beautiful ways to be able to connect to the higher realms, to believe that you're part of those higher realms. You're not separate from it. You're just having an experience, this 3D experience that can be, you know, really limiting until you figure out it's not.
Agreed. And it's kind of, yeah, your description of that really just kind of shed a lot of light on some stuff, because I've done some past life regressions and some little group things and stuff. And I always had, like, other people have been able to see my spirit guides, but I've had a hard time, like, seeing their faces and stuff. And being the fact that it was me from other realities would kind of make sense as to maybe why I'm not able to pick out features and things that other people are able to see. And in reality, I mean, who else would give better advice or know us better than the other parts of ourselves that are existing in different timelines? That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it's always easier for us as humans to see more clearly into other people's energies and guides than it is to our own. It's much harder to be objective with our own, at least I have found. That it's a lot easier for me to see other people's energy, guides, see what's happening with them, clearer than it can be sometimes to, you know, see through my own filter towards myself.
Agreed. I go to other astrologers sometimes for help, because I'm great at looking at people's charts, but when it's looking at mine, I just always seem to, especially when planning events and things, I'm great at helping other people, but I always overvalue or totally miss something when I'm looking at charts for my own stuff. It's just hard to shine that.
Yep, I get that.
Mirror. So we've got just a couple minutes left here. Is there any other messages or information you want to share with our listeners, or any other helpful little hints, if you will?
Well, you know, I just want to make sure and share again that if you are interested in getting information on coming with me to Kauai in September, that you want to go to merjourneys.com, and have a look at the website. The full itinerary is on there, and the registration and all the details and the, you know, why I put this retreat together and what it means to me and all the different aspects that we'll be bringing forward that will make it just this beautiful, fun, enlightening experience. So you can go to merjourneys.com. If that interests you at all, or reach out to me on Facebook, just under Amerabeth Transpersonal Healer. I love to talk to people about, you know, about anything that you have going on in your world and in your mind. If you are interested in Atlantis, if you feel you are Atlantean, I also have on my YouTube channel, I've started a series of videos called The Kingdom of Atlantis. And I have 4 videos up there now talking about the different aspects of Atlantis, the monetary system, what life was like, what the mer-beings were like, and I will be recording many, many more videos on the Kingdom of Atlantis. The Atlantean High Council is really asking me to come forward and teach people and share with people and to connect people to the idea that Atlantis was a real place. It was a beautiful utopian society, community-oriented when it was at its height, you know, in the golden years, and that we are preparing to return to that, you know, to that way of life. But it's going to take all of us rising up together as a community, clearing our trauma, and really validating who we are as human angels, like anchoring in the idea, again, that we can be fifth-dimensional human angels in a 3D body and still remember our connection to to divine source. If you are struggling with, you know, we talked a little about energetic attachments and intrusions, you know, that's a real thing. So if you feel that may be happening for you, we can talk about doing something about that, or, you know, maybe contacting a healer even in your area, because being clear in our energy and sovereign in our energy, I can't even stress the importance of it right now. If we are not clear and sovereign in our own energy and in our own auric field, which is, you know, always sending out and receiving information, this whole process of, you know, ascension and rising up, it's going to be even more difficult. So I would just encourage anybody who has questions about that, or, you know, needs a little bit of help to read up about it, or to maybe contact me.
Fantastic. And I just, I've posted the Mirror Journeys link. It's on my Facebook page and in the chat room. And I just posted the first part of the Atlantis information.
Thank you.
So that's in the chat room and on my Facebook page. I'm going to go check those out later. And so I want to thank you for being on today. Great information. And we would definitely love to have you back on later this year.
Thank you. It's been, thank you so much for inviting me, Mark. It really, really means a lot to me that you chose to showcase me today and to bring this information forward. Really grateful.
We're very glad you accepted to come on. We've been Facebook friends for a little while and had some conversations and stuff. So you can just tell people that have that light about them, and there's no ego and no BS. I mean, you can just, people like yourself.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's nice to be, you know, surrounded in this time with people who want, it's important for healers to raise other healers up and for us to be, you know, in community and co-opetition is what I call it, you know, because there really is no competition out there. It's really about all of us being a part of this whole, and all of us having our individual assignments, and there's no way we can do it alone. You know, we need each other. We need to raise each other up and promote each other and share each other's work, because that, you know, that affects the collective faster than anything else.
Totally. I mean, as, I don't know, spiritual or enlightened or conscious or whatever term you want to use it, no matter how evolved we may be or feel at certain times, I mean, we all need picked up at times. I mean,
yeah.
It's some days out there, it's rough. It's rough. So it's good to have people from in other incarnations helping out here as well.
You bet.
Okay, my dear. Well, you have a fabulous weekend. And we will look to have you back on late summer or fall, perhaps, in that area.
That sounds great, Mark. I'd love to do it. You have a great weekend as well.
You too. Thank you, dear.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Okay, so that was our guest, Amira Beth. Next week, we will be back here Friday at noon. Brenda Pisani from Mystic Nirvana, and we will be she has some ghost walks and ghost hunts and some paranormal coming up and some paranormal research that we're going to go over, and of course tonight at midnight will be Mud Toe at Midnight. I believe this Sunday is Gary Heron's show at 6 p.m. And then next Monday at 6, Iggy Garcia and Friends with Intuitive Counseling and Readings. Next Tuesday at noon, Lunchtime Wisdom. And then we just keep going from there. So everybody have a fantabulous weekend. And thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule for listening. If you have any comments, questions, topics you'd like to see covered on the show, guests you'd like to see, anything like that, feel free to hit me up on Facebook, or you can email me at www.twofishesastrology.com, twofishesastrology.com. So, everybody, thank you very much. You're appreciated, and we will talk soon.
Mark, time to return to the ship.